This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM and Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio on this beautiful last Friday of the month. And as you know, we're getting straight into Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience and our resident motoring journalist, Prashivan Naidu, back behind the wheel with a fresh automotive insights. And this week he's been spending time with the two impressive machines, the rugged Jator T2 and the refreshed Volvo XC90 T8 Recharge. And as always, we'll wrap things up with the motoring tip of the week and a Friday hot jam to kickstart this beautiful weekend. He's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Prashivan. Welcome back. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, King Bash. I'm fantastic. And yourself?
Great, great. Thank you so much for taking your time to join us on the show. And let's get straight into it. Now, Prashivan, do tell me what stood out most about the Jator T2's design.
Well, you know, it's actually quite a neat SUV by all means. I mean, don't presume it's a heavy-duty off-roader. But, you know, what I can say about it in terms of looks and, you know, feel and what I saw out is, you know, it looked quite nice. Mm. We had the Pulse-Spec Odyssey edition. They call it the Dark Knight edition, not the... And since it's not Batman... But it looks cool. It came in matte black, black wheels. It looked very, you know, aggressive. You got large wheels, matte black, cladding galore, and there's a beefier grille. So it definitely, I think a lot of people don't like the fact that it looks like a baby Defender, but it does, actually.
It does, most definitely. So open the door for us there, Prashivan, and let's step inside. What's the cabin experience like? Does it deliver, you know, strong value for money?
So I like the cabin. I think in terms of value, you've got a lot of sweet amenities on hand, especially, I mean, I could name the list. A few things that I like: quarters, heated seats, surround view camera, 6 airbags too, so it's very safe. That's one thing I can mention. And pricing-wise, it's not bad. It's about $679,000 per hour. PS unit, but if you want to, the entry level version starts at $569,000. And apart from that, everything about the cabin feels well built. I love that infotainment screen, you know, of all Chinese cars have had. That's one of the more crispier and engaging systems I've piloted. And then, of course, there's lots of room. And the proportions, the boxy proportions, it doesn't feel that bad, actually. I thought it would be quite gimmicky, as a lot of other Chinese cars are driven. They can feel somewhat, you know, cheap and just bad, but this was quite nice, actually.
Definitely. Wow, interesting. Now, let's step onto the tar road. How does it drive? And, I mean, is it comfortable, refined, and maybe enjoyable enough, you know, to compete in the sixth?
So on the road, that's what perhaps lets me down a bit, because the engine is nice. It has a 2-liter turbocharged motor. Mm. You're getting about 180 kilowatts, so it's very sprightly under your foot, but it's very thirsty. I averaged about 30 meters per 100 kilometers. Mm. And there's also delayed throttle response and slight lumpy delivery. That's how I could sum it up. And the gearbox also could feel a bit clunky at times, especially at lower speed. Mm. So that's about it. But beyond that, it's still, you know, it still stands out for being strong for money for value. Mm. And I see it one car per year. So that's also something worth mentioning, that it seems promising. And I think that maybe that's a lot of people are gravitating towards this T2 for some reason.
No, they definitely. I see so many of them on the road, Prashivan, and it even almost turned my mind around to say, you know what, maybe I need to enter and just check out how it is, actually. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
So, I mean, let's flip the script a bit. You recently sampled the revised Volvo XC90 T8 Recharge. What's changed?
Well, you know, same recipe, but slightly better. Design-wise, it's gone a complete refresh, especially in the front end. There's a revised grille, sharper details, and of course, it still looks sophisticated. I mean, I'll tell you that it was a top spec, the T8 plug-in hybrid, and it had stunning 21-inch wheels. Although you got to watch the curbs, otherwise you don't want to really scuff them. And then came in black, and it looked quite gangster, dare I say. Of course, cabin-wise, I think this is where it really lets its head down. Bowers and Wilkins sound system, I know you would like that because of, you know, the sound. And probably it's one of the best sound systems I've ever had in any Tesco, really. I crispness and everything about it, but apart from it, luxury galore, massaging seats, heated seats, leather steering wheel, everything, sunroof, it has all the amenities, and it's very safe, this car. I see that in terms of NCAP safety rating, this thing never had any fatal accidents, which is quite cool to mention.
Wow, amazing stuff. Now, clearly, Preshawen, I mean, for all the adventure family that have been listening to the show, especially the ones that love the motoring experience, they do know that Preshawen has a soft spot for Volvo, right? So where does the XC90 T8 stand for you today?
Wow, okay. So I think it wins for me in terms of the drive, Kimbash. I think I remember taking it on a long drive in 2024 for the pre-facelift Durban and my pops. And, I mean, the drive, it wafts about, it's smooth, and that 2-litre supercharged motor is where it really wins for me. And I think that's where it wins. And I think, memory-wise, I think that's why I like Volvo. I think I've had a lot of good memories with the car, with a lot of Volvo test cars. So I think the same recipe, obviously, sales-wise and depreciation-wise, they're not winning there. But if you want to stick out and maybe go for something that's a bit cheaper than your BMW X7, which comes in at just 1.9 million rand for the Volvo XC90, then maybe this might be an interesting choice to pick.
Yeah, no, most definitely. Before we let you go, Preshawen, please do share your motoring tip. And as always, let us kickstart the weekend in style with your hot jam of the week.
All right, thank you, Kinevash. So don't buy a car purely for flashiness, but for functionality. Yes, a fancy set of wheels is nice, but you're honestly not missing out on much. Choose a car that fits your lifestyle and budget, and of course, most importantly, is reliable. And we'll end up with Danton Oliver, ATM.
Most definitely, Preshawen. Have yourself a fantastic weekend. Thank you once again for coming through and sharing your insights. Catch you again next week, Friday, same time, same place.
Thank you so much, Kimbash. Have a blessed one to yourself and the listeners out there. Cheers.
That was Preshawen Naidu on the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience. You can catch him every Friday, same time, same place. As I mentioned, industry insights and driving impressions, right? Now, you can also read his work on Top Speed and ED News and follow Wheels and Journeys across all social media platforms.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.